The prophets of the Old Testament truly form some of the greatest books of the Bible. I believe that less is known about Isaiah through Malachi than any other section of the Old Testament and maybe of the whole Bible. The word prophet comes from a dual expression, prothéos, which means for God. The prophet spoke for God to the people. Now the priests spoke for the people to God, and thus they were popular. They were the people's mouthpiece. The prophets were not very popular with the people because they told what God wanted the people to hear instead of what the people wanted to hear. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Galatians 4:16, the famous words of Paul, would apply to the prophets in their life. The greatest misunderstanding about these 17 books, Isaiah through Malachi, is that the function of the prophet was not primarily and preeminently to predict the future. They didn't foretell the future as much as they foretold the truth to the people of their own day. By far the vast majority of the prophets' material, the books of the prophets, has to do with the people of their day, the times in which they live, the incidents they need to be warned of. Now, we're not denying the fact that the prophets, by the Spirit of God, spoke, 2 Peter 1:21, but their main function was to tell the people of their own day how to live for God, and that's why most of the time they were unpopular. One legend says that Isaiah was sawn asunder, cut in two by his enemies. Jeremiah was hissed at. In fact, the people of his hometown of Anatot said, "We're going to put him to death." Read chapters 11 and 18 of the book of Jeremiah. Amos was warned he'd better go back home to the south and leave the northern kingdom alone. They're tired of all that. The prophets of God were valiant men, and never has there ever been a more stalwart character than the man crying in the wilderness, "Repent, turn to God." One reason the prophets were unpopular is they had an unpopular message. It could be summed up in one word, and nobody ever has liked to hear that, and that's the word repent. That infers, strongly indicates, and just really demands that we change our wicked lives. And not too many people in the history of the world have enjoyed that type of preaching.